Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Have you or anyone you know been thinking about venturing into the world of farming? We hear more about the latest developments in RADA's one-stop shop for agricultural information in today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Proverb of the Day segment is also part of the program. Stay tuned to find out more. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
The Rural Agricultural Authority, RADA, continues its campaign to have farmers registered and tackle predial larceny through its web-based information system, ABIS. ABIS was developed by RADA to provide information on crops, livestock and agricultural production, markets and stakeholders to support the business of agriculture. It is also the official system that has been used to register to date 170,513 farmers across the country. To begin the registration process, you will need a valid ID, TRN, and a completed application form. Upon registration, the properties you own and information on the crops and or livestock that you grow will be recorded in ABIS. Here's an example of how this system has worked.
In the bad weather, in the recent rains over the last few weeks, we're able to reach the Irish potato farmer by using this ABIS to send them text messages as to how they should prepare for the bad weather and what they should spray with and how they should protect their crops. So to us, it's a tool that we have to reach you.
Chief Executive Officer at RADA, Lenworth Fulton. The system is also a great marketing tool and will allow farmers to be in a central database where marketers will know where to find them and what crops they are growing.
From this database, we develop a pilot called the Tracker. And that tracker picks out probably 10 or 12 of the most important crops so that real-time any marketer can go on the system and get those farmers with your yam, your Irish potato, your tomato, and call you up or email you to offer you a price for what you have.
There is also a re-verification process for farmers who have already signed up with ABIS.
Your other officers also will be verifying your farm because they have a process of re-verification to see if you're still in farming, if they're doing the same things they're supposed to do so that the database remains live, active and accurate.
For the farmers who have not yet registered, registration affords you the opportunity to have access to import duty concession and agricultural receipt books, which helps the police in verifying produce and vendors' purchases.
We are encouraging all our farmers to register with RADA and get their ID and their registration number so that we can reach you.
Chief Executive Officer at RADA, Lenworth Fulton. To register, visit RADA offices located in your farming community where you will be required to fill out a form, provide basic information on your operations, and have your photograph taken. Data given by you will be verified by the RADA officers through farm visits and stored within the ABIS. And now for our proverb of the day.
When cocoa ripe, it must bust.
Translation, when the cocoa ripens, it bursts. And this means it is easy to identify the intentions of an individual by his or her actions. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjui James Sawyers, wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.